Vice President Pakwe Siyemisa Arthur has assured the Muslim community of his fair share of government's program to build 200 community-based senior high schools across the country. He has therefore urged Muslim parents and the youth to pay much attention to education. Vice President Emisa Asa gave the assurance when he addressed the Muslim community at the 5th National Prayer and Thanksgiving held at the Central Mosque at Abu Sukai in Accra. Seth Ayia reports.
The National Prayer and Thanksgiving Service was instituted 5 years ago by the late President Professor John Evans Atta Mills in collaboration with the leadership of the different religious bodies in the country. It is used to ask for God's guidance and prosperity for the nation. The Muslim Prayer and Thanksgiving precedes the national one, which will be held on Sunday at the Black Star Square in Accra. Ulamas and imams recited the Quran, followed by a prayer for the nation, the government and all Ghanaians, by the National Chief Imam, Sheikh Nuhu Osman Sharbutu. Vice President Emisata advised Muslims to emulate their senior colleagues who have made it in life through education.
We want to deepen the participation of Muslims in national life, and we can only do that effectively through education. And I will encourage other Muslims to add more educational ideas to themselves so that they can also benefit from the formal employment in the public sector of this country that requires another level of education. The government is planning to build in the next 4 years 200 community senior high schools in areas which do not have senior high schools. And it is my wish that in the Zongo communities we'll be able to construct some of these new schools so that people in those communities will also benefit from higher education.
Vice President Emisata said the government will continue to play its facilitating role to ensure that the annual Hajj is devoid of the challenges pilgrims go through.
I want to assure the Muslim community that the government will continue to support the Hajj, firstly by removing the frustration and inconvenience that pilgrims face in their travel arrangements. Last year, the government provided support to airlift passengers from the northern region to Accra very quickly to go to Mecca, and we intend to continue to do the same this year. In addition, we are continuing the improvement of sanitation at the Hajj village so that pilgrims will benefit from this.
A bull was slaughtered after the prayers. Seth Iya reporting for Radio Ghana.